ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Former President Trump addressing his 37-count federal indictment.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Making those remarks to supporters at his golf club in Bedminster just hours after pleading not guilty in federal court in Miami on charges he mishandled classified information.
This is much different than the scene that we saw in that Miami courtroom. Donald Trump, a federal criminal defendant, not looking special counsel Jack Smith in the eye. And then, of course, getting back on his plane, coming here to New Jersey and delivering a defiant, delivering a fiery speech. One of the last things he told his supporters gathered here before wrapping up his remarks was, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, for the first time in 10 meetings, the Fed is expected to pause on raising interest rates. The latest consumer price index shows inflation is cut in half compared to last year's peak. This is ABC News. President Biden and the First Lady hosted a Juneteenth celebration at the White House. EGOT winner Jennifer Hudson was one of the headliners. Check your freezer, another strawberry recall.
The potentially contaminated strawberries were sold at Costco stores in Arizona, California, Colorado, Utah, and Washington State. Made by Wawona Frozen Foods, the strawberries came in a blend with peaches, mango, and pineapples. The company says a blend could be contaminated with hepatitis A. Nobody has reported getting sick, and the affected bags were all sold last year and have use-by dates of September and October of this year. They can be returned for a full refund. Alex Stone, ABC News.
More than 345,000 Jeep Cherokees are being recalled because the rear coil springs may have been installed incorrectly. Those thick springs that keep the vehicle stable can actually fall off while driving, possibly causing a crash, but so far no reports of any crashes or injuries. The recall covers certain 2021, 22, and 23 Grand Cherokee models. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How does that famous quote go? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you? Is that how it goes, Jane?
I think it's something along those lines.
yeah, totally. So my question to start today's show is, does fear motivate you to donate to political causes, to either political campaigns or to parties? Or what motivates you to donate to a political cause? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because I can't wait to find out, and I probably never will, how much money the Wisconsin GOP was able to raise off of an email where they attacked civic media.
Our company?
Well, they don't name us by name.
Oh.
And they don't.
That's kind of a diss, isn't it?
And they don't name our CEO, Sage Weil, by name. But I don't know many other Wisconsin-based donors who've bought 18 radio stations in the last year. I don't think there's more than one.
I think one.
I think there's just one.
Yeah.
And so this was forwarded to me yesterday. And I'm going to start with the caveat of fundraising emails are awful.
No matter which party.
No matter which party, no matter which campaign, they're unrelenting. I get ads or like email fundraising ads for people who don't live in Wisconsin. I got one yesterday. Like, I was looking up to see other comparisons to, because they're just written so dramatically. And I've been wanting to do a series of videos of fundraising emails, dramatic readings of fundraising emails, because they're so apt. They're so over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got one that was from Mark Pocan's email address, but it was for a guy who's going to run against Ted Cruz. And, you know, you're like, unsubscribe, unsubscribe, unsubscribe. But, you know, this is someone's job to write emails to motivate you or scare you.
Yes.
Or make you so angry that you want to give $20, $25, $50, blah, blah, blah. Donate now. Help us help you.
If you wait, it's too late.
And so across the board, they're dramatic, they're over the top, they're awful. Fundraising emails. But also sometimes they just flat out lie.
No. Stop.
And, you know, to a certain extent, you're okay with it because you're like, well, you know, this is... It's like the political campaign ads on TV, like, right? They just, they exaggerate, they stretch the truth. But never have I ever been involved in an organization that is on, you know, the side, the subject of getting, you know, being the scare tactic.
Well, exactly.
And I am taking... Because, like I said, the, you know, the quote that is sometimes attributed to Gandhi, if you quickly you find out it is not, when you Google it, it is not, Gandhi did not say this. So we're going to say unknown. But the actual quote is, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Ooh.
But I'm saying, in this case, it feels like first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you.
I like that.
And so I'm going to read, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it plays into so many tropes and it just makes me think, like, who falls for this? And I'm asking you at home, what motivates you to donate? Like, would if flip this around of scare tactics from a different angle, different topic, is this what gets you to click the donate button? But
844-967-2789, by the way, 844-96-PARTY, you can call and or text.
So this comes from the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with, I'm gonna address it to you, because this was not sent to me directly, it was forwarded to me.
All right.
Jane.
Yes.
We have some bad news for you.
One
of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state.
I'm terrified.
This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda.
Fox News? Okay, continue.
This looks very reminiscent of when billionaire George Soros, anti-Semitic red flag, bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins. Now, with Wisconsin as the top battleground state for 2024, Democrats are clearly following the Soros playbook to try to buy, all caps, this election. We have to, all caps, fight back and do everything we can to ensure this doesn't happen. Please make a contribution.
Yelly. It's very yelly.
But also just the aesthetically, every sentence basically has a different type of like accent font. So one is highlighted in red and bold. One is italicized. One is underlined. One is just bolded. And then one is hyperlinked, so bolded and underlined.
Somebody had fun with fonts. Come on, you got it. Yeah, you at least have to give them that.
And, you know, anyone who knows what civic media's mission is, how quickly we've acquired and grown, and transparently, who our CEO is, what his background is, both how well he's done in his career and how he has used that money to try to preserve democracy since moving to a swing state in 2016 with him and his family. And that has, up until starting civic media, looked as he was one of the biggest Democratic donors. And it's interesting, though, when you hear him talk, and he's said it on this program before, it's not so much that he just carries water for the Democratic Party. It's that it was very clear that there was one party that was
dominating,
trying to preserve democracy, and there was one that was not. And so with civic media, this is not a left-wing propaganda machine. And I hopefully am not seen as a left-wing propaganda machine. I am certainly left, but I am I am not a partisan. I don't carry water. I am not paid by the Democratic Party. No one in this station is paid by the Democratic Party. We do not exist to get Democrats elected. And so my thing is, this is just so interesting because I don't think anyone was paying attention to, has been, I, you know, who's been paying attention to us? Had the, like, I was not aware that the Republicans were very worried about us.
Seriously.
And so it falls into that line of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, which I have seen some tweets of. I think I saw one over the, when we did our ad giveaway.
Oh, the
which
$1 million?
Was still a great idea. The
it was a wonderful
giveaway.
Idea.
I saw some tweets of, oh, they have, they're giving ads away. I bet they're not even going to be here in a year. So, you know, then they laugh at you. But now they're obviously something shifted for them that this was an email that they thought they had to send out. But it's chock full of lies and attacks. And it's also framed to scare the crap out of whoever gets this email to motivate them to vote and to donate. And so my question to you is, does this work?
Does the fear thing, is that what spurs you? It's like, yep, I'm going to finally donate because I'm terrified of this little radio company silencing Fox voices, which, by the way, from what I understand, none of the stations that we have purchased aired any Fox programming.
No.
None. Zippo. Zero.
There could have been... we were talking about that this morning. We were like, the out of all the stations, because WAUK before was an ESPN station, so it was
right.
sports.
It was sports.
WTTN in Madison, which is now WMDX, before that was a Spanish-speaking sports station. But across the board, it's some of them have been music stations in the past, but because I asked that specifically, it's like, well, did we replace Fox, like actual the news, like in the same way that we carry AP or ABC
or
for the top, yeah, or mm-hmm. CBS at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour, was that Fox? And I don't think it was. And so the only thing potentially is like in a filler afternoon slot for any of these smaller radio stations that didn't have 12 hours of original programming,
right.
They slotted in a Hannity or something like that. But like, we haven't kicked any conservatives off the air. And even more so, Jane can attest to this because she was usually the one sending the invitation. I have so many email receipts of Republicans I have invited to be on this show. Every single Democrat candidate we had on in the fall, we reached out to their opponent. And not one even emailed us back.
Not one response. And several, I emailed several times.
We aired Dan Kelly ads on the Madison station.
Yeah.
And so this idea to paint us as left-wing propaganda when I'm certainly not told what I can and cannot talk about.
Oh, you didn't get the memo?
I didn't get the memo. Are you getting these memos where you're told what you have to that you have to carry water for the Democrats?
Only about music. That's
that's
how
okay.
they direct me. Yeah.
So anyways, it's kind of fun to be on the other side of something like this. But we would love to hear from you. I guess, one, what motivates you to donate, but also just, do you have a reaction to the Republicans being aware of civic media and being so scared, even though we're here to preserve lowercase democracy and have conversations and lift up many voices.
Are we the boogeyman?
Are we the boogeyman? Good question. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to keep it rolling after the break.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, overnight with lows around 54. North winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for isolated storms. Tomorrow, highs around 75. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 53. Cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday, high temperatures reach up to 69. 73, ample sunshine expected. Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go into the lines, take a call, finish the segment, then take other calls. Do not hang up. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind, Andy?
Well, I think, Matt, that you're right. I think that if they did publicize or televise it and yet keep control and not have it be a circus, that it would be good, because then everything would be out, you know, where everybody could see it as the trial goes along, and it would probably be good to ward off anybody that would try to misconstrue what actually happened, and it would be better. I see where Trump now is at a Cuban restaurant with all his fans down in Miami, and they're all hugging and taking, you know, group shots and everything else. It's already a circus already, you know. It's crazy, but anyway, I do agree with you on that. That they, if the federal government would agree or the courts, that would be probably good in this particular case, because it's a public interest. So,
yeah, thanks a lot, Andy. Yeah, and I'm going to say two things. One is, I do not know what Jack Smith was doing filing in Florida for a couple of reasons. One is, in that district, some people would say, well, Matt, there's 1 in 23 chance that he'd get her as a judge at random on the wheel. But the answer is that's not true. There were a lot of the judges down there on senior status, and they have other conflicts. And there were about 4, possibly 3. She had a 25 to 33% chance of being picked. And she took a dive for El Gordo. What is he doing? And then the second thing is, what kind of jury do you think you're going to get down there? You don't want a biased jury either way. You don't want a biased jury for Trump. You don't want a biased jury against Trump. If he'd done it in New Jersey, where he could have, because in Bedminster, Trump showed one of these docs, or if he'd done it in D.C., he could have, because that's where the docs were stolen, documents. And each side gets what are called peremptory strikes. They can get rid of jurors, and you get fair people. Down there, there's an intense political involvement in these issues and intense nationalistic feelings about Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia. And all Trump has to do is harass or harangue one juror to be a hung juror. An 11-1 verdict doesn't do it. It has to be 12-0. And then the prosecution have to decide whether to retry the case, because they can do it if there's a hung jury. But if we're bumping into the election, and God forbid he wins the election, the Department of Justice will dismiss this thing, because he'll put in another crook, because he himself is deeply crooked. Now, I'm going to say a few other things before we get back to the lines. One of them is motive. They have him dead to rights, on that he took the documents, lied about it, lied to his lawyers, When they met with the FBI, they lied to the FBI that he transferred documents up to New Jersey to void the subpoena. He did all of these things. But one of the things that any jury wants to know is why he did it. And the law does not require the prosecution to prove that. They can say, here's the dead body. There's a picture of him shooting him. The bullet went into his head, and here it is. And there's no issue. So you get him for murder. But the jury's going to want to know, right, but why did he do it? Here, the answer requires normal inference of motive. And here's what it is. Why would Trump, who doesn't read this stuff at the briefings, never reads this stuff at the briefings, bored by it, pluck out the most top secret documents our government has? And the word is that some of the documents they did not charge him on were so sensitive that the federal government couldn't even tolerate the risk of their being disclosed in the trial. There was a spike in the capture and execution of our undercover agents and spies in Russia and China right after Trump left office for the rest of 2021. When these documents were left exposed with no security in bathrooms, dressing rooms, and a shed storage closet near the pool. And everybody knew it, and he boasted about it. He does not have to say to the Chinese, there doesn't have to be a phone call that has him on tape telling the Chinese or the Russians it's there, or the Saudis. There is a doctrine in the law that says, let's say you hold up a store and you have a beard and you have a red jacket on, and the clerk remembers it. And then you flee, you shave off your beard, you put on a green jacket, you change your appearance. Some of the cartel, the drug murderers in Mexico have, believe it or not, plastic surgery to conceal their identity. That fact can be introduced as evidence that you did it. A jury is permitted to draw a reasonable inference that the average person wouldn't immediately shave off his beard, change his clothes, especially get plastic surgery, if he hadn't done it. In this particular case, Trump didn't have to call the Chinese or the Russians. All Trump had to do is steal these documents, leave them unattended, and let everybody know that they were there. And Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudi Arabians. And Trump, we have no idea how much other money Trump got because he has no financial disclosure form after he left the presidency. That's the motive. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. You're on the lines, I see you. Do not hang up. Back to you right after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Former President Trump with a lengthy defense against the government charges against him. Trump speaking at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club before more than 100 loyalists.
In a speech filled with unsubstantiated claims and attacks on his political rivals, President Trump telling supporters he is the victim of another witch.
I'm not the one who thinks I'm above the law. I'm the one that followed the law. I'm the only one.
A grand jury disagreed with a 37-count indictment against Mr. Trump. He's now assembling a legal team to fight the charges. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
As this case unfolds, it appears special counsel Jack Smith is also pressing forward with the separate investigation into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump has dismissed the investigations into January 6th and blasted the January 6th panel as partisan. From Texas to South Carolina, 16 million Americans under the threat of severe weather. Some areas are bracing for extreme heat, others for storms and hail. This is ABC News.
Gathered Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gather cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gather's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get to you. Do not hang up. I'll get to you in order. We're going to start with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt, thanks. Great show as always. I wanted to pick up on one of the points you had, kind of a roundabout way. There was an author, his name is Fintan O'Toole, and he was talking about the fact that some in the Republican Party have said about Trump, oh, he was just sloppy. He was just kind of indifferent to what he had. It was kind of a mess. And look at all this stuff. It was just sloppiness on his part. He didn't mean to do any problem and cause any problems. This guy shot back with this. And I think it's really important. You have talked about this, too, in great detail. And it cannot be emphasized enough. Trump is a person who knew the market value of what those boxes contained. Those boxes were not just stuff. They were a means to make money. Those secrets that are in there, those secrets, he kept them because he wanted to use those secrets to make money. There is no other reason. You're talking about a motive. What other reason do you have to drag boxes around like that? To ask your lawyer to lie about it. He knew what he had, and there was a market value to what was contained in those boxes. The saddest part is we do not know what the price tag is to the damage to the United States. We know that what people would pay for it. It's priceless, but we cannot begin to estimate how much this has cost us. Because in one sense, Matt, who's going to be honest to say that all these programs have been blown up by what he was willing to give away for dollars? You've touched on it before, and I don't think it can be hold on to them because they had value. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, excellent call. Let me respond to that before I get to everybody else on the line. Joe nailed it on that one, and it dovetails what I said about motive. They're going to be sitting around the jury thinking, well, why did he do this? Take a look at the volume, hundreds of these documents that he never even bothered to read when he was in the White House. He lied to his own lawyers. He had this Walton Outa, his valet or body man, move them. He personally had them flown up to New Jersey to get him away from the feds. He said to his lawyers, and Corcoran testified to this in the grand jury, why do we have to cooperate with them? Why don't we just pluck out the bad ones? Wait a minute. Why did he do this? Why did he go to those lengths? Here's what we do know. The FBI, the CIA sent station memos to all of their CIA stations around the country and around the world. It was reported in the New York Times several months ago that in 2021, there was an unusual spike in the capture and execution of our spies, of our undercover people in China and Russia in particular, but elsewhere. Why was that? It was because Trump left office on January 20, and he had this stuff lying around in bathrooms, in dressing rooms, in pool supply closets with no locks, and boasted to everybody that he had it. That word gets around. The CIA and the government believe that Russia, China, Iran, and our other enemies have seen these documents. Putin said he saw the documents. Some people said, well, Putin's saying that to yank our chain. And maybe in the past, but not now. This resulted in people being killed. When you commit treason and violate the Espionage Act and people get killed, that is not something where a lawyer or the Republicans should go, oh, well, he was sloppy. No, he wasn't sloppy. He knew exactly what he was doing. In my view, he was motivated by two things. First of all, money. He always wants money. He steals money and he wastes money. $2 billion to Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner gets 2% of that off the top every year. That's $40 million a year for doing nothing just because it's in his possession. And then he gets about 1.5% over the S&P 500 if he beats it. And if he doesn't, he still gets $40 million. $2 billion. We do not know what other investments, end quote, especially the Saudi Arabians, have made in various Trump properties since he left office. We do not know. The Saudi Arabians established diplomatic relations with Iran. They share information with Iran. The Saudi Arabians have an arrangement contracts with Russia. They share information with Russia and the same with China. Because of Trump, our agents were executed. The second motivation that I see, Trump is, frankly, I thought he was a sociopath. I'm beginning to think he's a psychopath. There is a rage in him, a rage, R-A-G-E, for having been rejected. And it's almost sexual by metaphor. In other words, a beautiful woman, America, liberal democracy, rejected him, and he will disfigure her. And that's what he did. And for the clowns that support him to show up at that courthouse and go, USA, USA, Trump is the guy that disfigured the USA. The motive has got to be clear. And I take a look at MSNBC and all the people interviewed, and they're all pussyfooting around. Well, he allegedly did this. We're not saying that he did it so that those guys should be executed. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're not saying he did it so that his family would get $2 billion that we know of. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It's called an inference, a permissible legal inference. You very rarely get evidence where you have a videotape of the guy committing the crime. But in the analogy I used, when he shaves off his beard, changes his clothes, that's admissible in evidence as a reasonable inference beyond a reasonable doubt that he did it because he did the crime. When Trump is sloppy, quote, end quote, and leaves stuff lying around, lest the Chinese, the Iranians, the Russians, and the Saudis know, he had to know, I know, you know, that he did it so they get the documents. Why did he want them to get the documents? So he would get paid, and he didn't care if people got executed. All right, Tom McFarland, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, and just to address Jack Smith's line of reasoning, I'm not as concerned about it being in Miami. Remember, he had to convene a grand jury in South Florida, and that grand jury came back with the indictments, and there's just as many possible Trump supporters that would have been in that grand jury as there would be in an actual jury pool. So I have a high level of confidence in Smith and his team that I think they're going to get a pretty good jury out there, but it also is going to undercut Trump and the GOP's argument that Trump could not get a fair trial if he was in D.C. or in other environments. So he's in about as friendly a territory as possible, and that's going to just undercut some of that rhetoric. But as far as it being televised, I really hope that it's not televised. That would be definitely playing into Trump's hand. It won't matter to his supporters or the GOP what is televised. Trump has already illustrated, and the GOP has followed suit, that they're going to spin the narrative any way they want to. And it's reminding me of, you know, the old Marx Brothers quote, who are you going to believe, me or your eyes? The GOP is going to make sure that all of their supporters are going to believe them, no matter what their eyes might tell them. And if you televise it, it's going to become a circus, because Trump is definitely going to make it a circus. Whereas, and I don't trust that judge, Cannon. I don't think she will rein in the circus. I think she's going to welcome the circus. So if it's not televised, it would force both sides to just kind of play by that rules and use the court of public opinion outside of the courtroom versus having it inside the courtroom. Thank you very much.
Tom, thanks for your call. And I want to respond on two things quick before the next caller. First of all, very interesting take on the televising. It had occurred to me that the guy lives and breathes in publicity. I come down slightly on the other side only because they're all going to claim it was a star chamber and whatever. On the second one, though, let me tell you from the perspective of a guy who practiced law for a lot of years, there is no similarity between a grand jury and a petite jury, which is what you think of as a jury. None whatsoever. The adage about grand juries is a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. What does that mean? First of all, the defense gets no notice and no ability to participate and doesn't even get told when evidence is being shown to the grand jury. The only people in the room are the prosecutor. Secondly, the prosecutor can keep talking to the grand jury and put on nothing but incriminating evidence. That's all they hear. They don't hear the other side. Nothing. Third, he can say to them, and he's the only guy arguing. There's no judge there, by the way. None. The prosecutor is sort of looked at as a judge. And he'll say, you must issue an indictment. One of the things that I laugh about is everybody goes, it was the grand jury indicted him, not Jack Smith. That's baloney. The grand jury does what Jack Smith tells them to do. And he did the right thing. However, trying to say that therefore a petite jury, it's called, which is what you call a jury, is going to be anywhere vaguely similar is not correct, because that's out in the open. There's a judge there. There are strikes, peremptory strikes that the defense can put in. Take a look at the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, where where he was acquitted after he killed two people because you had a bad judge. Thanks a lot for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Dick?
Well, here's the flip side of that. He's going to go to a rally tonight. He already had to get stop at a restaurant somewhere. I'm sure that Jack Smith is sitting with his legal pad, watching every rally going forward, every speech going forward, because in my mind, this guy's a walking, talking gaffe machine for the prosecution. He'll likely say something tonight, Matt, that is totally wrong as to what happened in the courtroom today. You know what I'm saying? He's a habitual liar. We all know that. And I think he's going to step in it, and he's going to be the one that does it. So let him keep talking.
Okay. Well, let me just say, respond to that real quick. We'll take one more caller. That's all well and good, but the truth is his base believes it. And what I don't want to see, you have a judge where the fix is in, and you're going to have jurors, one or two of them. Somebody's going to have somebody who fought at the Bay of Pigs in the 1960s and not let on about it. It's the wrong venue in my judgment. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind, eh, Mark?
Well, first to remind everybody that the whole concept of the grand jury is kind of enshrined in the Constitution, that that they can't just arrest somebody that based on nothing. There has to be evidence presented, and that the bill of particulars, I guess, laying out, you know, what evidence you're going to be looking at. But in this particular case, that's to set some evidence aside because of national security concerns. And as Joe pointed out earlier, that the reason that Trump did this.
Hold on, Mark. The bill of particulars doesn't go to the grand jury. The bill of particulars, if that's what they demand, will go to the defendant when he's entitled to get it. The grand jury, you're right, it's enshrined in the Constitution. And in merry old England, back in the old days, what had happened is you go to a grand jury and they'd all be people in the neighborhood and they would listen to the evidence. They did listen to evidence. Mark, it was only incriminating evidence. And it should have been. Jack Smith did a great job. Only incriminating evidence to get them to convict, to get them to charge. In my 40-year experience practicing law in Milwaukee, there was one grand jury that refused to return indictment. In other words, they wouldn't indict the ham sandwich. And that was because the defendant in the case was going to be a very prominent Milwaukee company, which is a very good company with a very good reputation. And the prosecution was kind of out over their skis on that one, trying to get them to do something they didn't want to do. That's very, very rare. Jack Smith did exactly right. He is great, but it ain't great that this is in South Florida. Listen, thanks a lot, as always, for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast overnight with lows around 54. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated storms. High temperatures reach up to 75. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 69. Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms. 73. Ample sunshine expected. Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt and Rick. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go right back to the lines. Take you in order. I can squeeze you all in this last segment, but do not hang up. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Matt. Boy, what a show. I've been watching, you know, different channels and how they've been broadcasting and how that one of his lawyers got up there and saying how he was being persecuted, female, and I was really impressed that each of the stations that we're covering brought up why this was different, why Hillary was different, and that type of thing, which I was really impressed with because they need to start doing that. But this perception of fairness of the judge. Now, if the public was calling into the DOJ, because there is a comment line for people like us, and saying, I do not see this judge as fair. I don't. And if a lot of people called in, could that be a premise for the DOJ to say, we want another judge because the people are calling in saying, hey, we don't see this woman that's fit to be on this case? I'm just wondering.
That's a good question. And the answer is the DOJ can't order it. What the DOJ could do is bring a motion and put it in the court of appeal to have her recuse herself against her will. And it goes up to the court of appeals and they would have two arguments. One is, judges, you reprimanded her. You reprimanded her before in this case involving Trump because she said, quote, he deserves special treatment because he is a former president. That's not the way we do things in the United States. So she can't presumptively be fair. And then number two, whether you think that she can be fair, the 11th Circuit has a peculiar rule that's different from a lot of other circuits where they go, if there's a perception of impropriety, a perception of conflict, a perception of lack of fairness, whether or not it's true or not, it's important that the public have confidence. Now, what would they do? I don't know what they would do. And I don't know that Jack Smith is going to do that. But I would encourage you to make those calls. And you don't have to attack her personally. You can just say, look, she was reprimanded by the Court of Appeals. She said that Trump gets special treatment. That's not the way we do it. Nixon didn't get special treatment. So Trump doesn't get special. Nobody gets special treatment. This is America. That's why we don't have a king. I would make those calls. Gene, thanks a lot for calling. Kurt of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Kurt?
I hate to do the sport analogy, but it's like a ref calling a bad call and you get the ball and you're ready to score a touchdown, but you instead intentionally lose the ball so the other team and their fans feel better about it and hope that you can get the ball back to score and win. I agree with you. I don't understand why he wouldn't use every advantage at his fingertips to ensure that this case gets tried in fair court, but in something that's going to ensure, the chaos we have now.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Jack Smith is highly ethical. He's highly experienced. He was a prosecutor at the World Court in the Netherlands. I mean, he's American, and he was an assistant U.S. attorney in Tennessee, and he got a conviction against the butchers in Kosovo for genocide. He got a conviction against the governor of Virginia for being a crook. The U.S. Supreme Court throughout that conviction, but Jack got it. Jack doesn't control the Supreme Court. He's a great guy, and he is using every advantage. He got a indictment against Donald Trump in this case, and he's doing a great job. Now, he knows more than I do, and he's a very, very experienced lawyer. I'm just saying that I would have been tempted to file this thing in Washington or New Jersey. Now, he might go, well, Matt, but venue could be attacked, not jurisdiction, but venue could be attacked and we could tie it up for a while. That's why I didn't do it. Okay. Because venue is clearly okay in Florida because the guy committed a lot of crimes in Florida. That's where he looked at a lot of these documents, but he looked at some of them in New Jersey too. And I'm just getting to the point where he had a 1 in 3 or 4 chance of getting Eileen Mercedes Cannon. That was nuts. That was nuts. So thanks for calling, Kurt. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Another good show today, Matt. Great callers. I'm just going to add this. You had the Mueller report. You've been impeached twice. You had January 6th lied about the election. And now this is really selling out the country. How in the world does anybody, including follow this guy and a whole political party, the Republican Party? They're not, I don't get it. I don't know how you follow this guy. Because this is the end. I mean, wasn't it the Rosenbergs that went down, for goodness sakes? But for the life of me, if you're a political party and you're still following this guy, you got some serious issues. So great show, and thanks for all your callers also. Bye.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling. Yeah, two quick things before we come to the end of the show. Number one, always remember when you're talking to people, we had undercover agents captured and executed because of this guy. He had this stuff which identified them, and they said, oh, well, their names weren't there. Of course, their names weren't there. But the information that they had led back, what was in those documents led back to the only guy that could have provided it. It also has our satellite espionage information, believe it or not. We're going to have to change our entire satellite system because of this. Why did he do it? He did it for money, $2 billion. Why do you think Jared Kushner got $2 billion? You think he was a great investor? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What other money has Trump gotten? And Trump is full of vengeance, any vengeance against an America, liberal democracy, a beautiful woman who turned him down. That's what's going on here. And, you know, Paul said, what about the Republicans? Andy Biggs of Arizona goes, an eye for an eye. This is war. Higgins, who looks like, the guy looks like Ernst Stavro Blofeld out of the James Bond movie, one of these thugs, all in black with a bald head. And he goes, he put out some social media about calling for another insurrection with military terminology about capturing bridges. And now he's trying to walk it back. They're not just sticking up for Trump. They're advocating violence. Trump is advocating violence. The Republican Party has re-injected violence into our politics for the first time since 1861. That is the Republican Party. So if you're living out there and you're listening out there and you're a Republican, that's your business. And Republican voters are the same as Democratic voters, Americans, my fellow veterans, they happen to vote how they vote. But violence is something different. And if you are in a party where the leadership is not so subtly advocating violence, that is un-American. We're going to put a stop to that. And you should be the first ones that join us in putting a stop to it. Coming to the end of the show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn, direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground. And I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic
NBC
Media
News,
app.
I'm